Congratulations on your 85th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Madame Lehmann.
Oh, thank you very much. I have quite a lot to be grateful for, I think. I am in a very good health, only handicapped to very bad arthritis.
Oh.
Forces me to walk on 2 sticks. But what can one expect with 85? And a very healthy and wonderful life.
But good. What are you doing now? As far as your teaching or painting or writing or traveling?
I teach very little. And I think as long as I live, I will always do something creative.
Mm-hmm.
So I paint. I know I'm not a very good painter, but it gives me a very great pleasure. And I do mosaics, glass mosaics, and I do wand hangings from felt. And just, when I see something new, I always have to try it. I am not a person who likes to sit and let the life go by. I have to do always something.
That's wonderful. You still travel to Salzburg, though, in the summertime?
Oh, yes. Not to Salzburg. I generally go every summer to Bad Gastein,
mm-hmm.
To have the baths there. They are very, very famous baths for arthritis and rheumatism. Each year, I swear, this is the last time. But each year, I break my promise to myself. And so I think I will go this year, too.
Wonderful. Since most of the program is comprised of your recordings, can you speak of some of your experiences with recordings in the 20s and 30s?
What do you mean with experience?
What was it like to record then?
I have even recorded into the... You know when one has this tube?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a fairy tale now. I have to do that too. And I had always to do things with orchestra. That was in that time, for instance, Frauenliebe und Leben with orchestra is quite
mm-hmm.
dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted that I had to do it. And I never recommended anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
I did what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Quite a lot of recording.
Yes, I noticed I have seen more than 250 so far.
Oh, my God. That should be good. I have recorded quite a lot of Lieder and arias, which one cannot buy in stores.
Oh, why is that? Will they release it sometime? Is that the idea?
Oh, I hope so. I always hope so. Because Columbia has quite a lot of records. But, you know, I can understand. Today is really, everything goes in the millions.
I was wondering also, we were talking about the recordings then, what would be your favorite, your personal favorite?
Oh, that would be the Angel record, the first act of Walküre, I think, yeah.
Of course. We will be probably playing that on the program.
Oh, that's very nice.
Because I also think it's your best.
That's very nice.
I know your favorite opera role, and we will be playing some of Der Rosenkavalier on the program.
I wouldn't say that it was my favorite role.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
It was one of my favorite roles. You know, I sang with the greatest of delight and devotion, Fidelio,
mm-hmm.
which I have never sung in America.
Yes.
I sang it in Vienna and all over Europe, and with Toscanini and Bruno Walter and all these great conductors. And Richard Strauss. And also, I love very much Elisabeth and Tannhäuser.
Mm-hmm.
So one cannot say that this Marshallin. Marshallin is just a role which here in the United States was the most important of the roles which I have sung.
What is your favorite lead or favorite song cycle?
Oh, song cycle, I would say Winterreise.
I thought you'd say that.
Oh, so wonderful.
I have been able to put together from both the RCA and Columbia records you made of that a complete...
Oh, that is marvelous.
So we do have here at the radio station a complete Winterreise, which they will be performing on the air, not on this program, but at another
yeah.
time.
Oh, that is wonderful. I always just hoped that would be one day, that it is together. It is such a pity
yes.
that I had to sing it in two different companies.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a single lead which you would say is your favorite lead?
I would say Im Abendrot Schubert.
Mm-hmm.
I love very much. And then I love very much Morgen by Strauss. are this song, two songs which I really love more.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably be playing the Morrigan that you sang last at the Santa Barbara farewell recital.
Uh-huh.
Because it is sort of also a historical moment in your life, as well as a beautiful, beautiful rendition of it.
I don't think that I sang that very well, and I was so tired and was so excited about it.
Yes, but it even sounds so beautiful because you are so excited.
So.
Anyway, I like it so much.
Uh-huh.
I know that you were so close to Bruno Walter for such a long time, and he was a great Mahlerite, but I'm not aware of you singing Mahler songs.
I have not made any records of Mahler, but I sang Mahler with him at the piano.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yes. And I sang it, I think, also with orchestra once with Klemperer. Bin der Welt abhanden gekommen um Mitternacht. But that is very long ago.
Yes. That's exciting. It's exciting for me to learn that.
Yeah.
Would you care to discuss the state of lieder singing and its audience in the United States?
Yeah, nah, you know, I have the feeling that the audiences here really enjoy more the noise they make. It must be a kind of release of inner tension, which in this world is not to be surprised. It is also in Vienna. I mean, at my time, we have had also very big success, but never these terrible noise which they make now. It is like a football
game. I see what you mean. But I really think that the opera in the United States, interest
the
in opera seems...
the opera is very progressing.
Yes,
The Lieder recitals really seem to go down very much. Which I regret very, very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few real singers who sing only a German Lieder program now.
Yes.
And God bless them.
You toured the United States very successfully with your lead programs. Did you have to alter your programs for the different areas?
No, I did that in the very first time. You know, when I really didn't know the United States very well. Mm-hmm. Then I cheapened my program when I came to smaller towns, following the wish of the manager.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I never did do that again. And it is very wrong, I think, one underestimates the understanding of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The audience wants to have something very good and first class. They don't like really the cheaper program. I would like to talk a little bit about the students which I have had in my here. After I finished my first career was opera. Then the second was really the Lieder singing.
Yes.
And then the third is teaching.
Yes.
And I taught for quite a while at the Music Academy of the West here in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. I think 11 years. The master classes. Now I must say something. You know, all these young singers who came to me asking my advice in interpretation, they all had really, their real teacher is always a vocal teacher. I have never in my life attempted to give them any advice in the vocal technical sense.
Yes, I remember that.
For instance, we talked about Grace Brumley the other day, Marilyn Horn, and Mildred Miller, Carol Neblet. They all have studied with me, Karen Armstrong. But they all came from different vocal teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Bundry, I remember, was a Tocatian was for her, absolutely. There are so many who say they are my students. And perhaps I opened a door to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so, it's a very old saying, but it is true. The vocal technique is like the foundation of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is really more to give them the insight of the words, which are for me as important as the music in a lead, for instance.
Yes.
Or to explain a role psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been always my goal at the stage, to bring life into a role, to make it a living being, not only an opera, singer. And that I try to bring to these young people who come to me. As there is, for instance, now a very young singer, Janine Altmaier, mm-hmm. at the Metropolis, who is was a student of Sangea, Martial Sangea,
yes.
Who developed her voice beautifully. And then she came to me, of course, and we studied, and I heard that she has sung for Maestro von Karajan now, and that he has engaged her as Freya for the Easter Festival in Salzburg.
Wonderful.
And in September she will sing in Zurich, Eva in Meistersinger.
Great.
And there is Kay Griffel, who was in Bremen and goes now to Köln. The Grace de la Cruz was in Bremen and goes now over the whole Germany with concerts. She is a student of Fritz and Tilly Zweig.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcella Reale in Italy. Lincoln Clark in Karlsruhe. Now, you know Katsumi Niwa.
Of course.
Your friend in Japan, he has very much success.
Yes, he considers himself number one tenor of Japan now.
How can one express really and feel something when one has to feel to think how to guide the voice?
Yes.
One has to be one with what one is doing.
Yes.
And that is a great blessing of being an artist, that an artist can forget the private person she is or he is, and change into the person that she has to bring on the stage.
Yes. Some people have said that your acting was so convincing that if you hadn't been blessed with your fine voice, that you could have made a fine career as an actress.
Oh, I like to hear that, because I always feel that I was frustrated. I always like to be an actress.
Is that true?
It's another life. I want to be born as an actor.
That's beautiful. It's very nice. The last thing, if you have any suggestions or any encouragement, or do you have some warning to youngsters today?
The encouragement goes hand in hand with the warning. Because I think that a real great artist always will make its way. That I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not enough to have a beautiful voice and to sing very well and to be expressive. It is also necessary that one has the determination to go also through unpleasant things, to take obstacles for it as a challenge. Only then one can really make a great career.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It's been so pleasant to talk to you.
It's very nice to talk to you.
And off the record, I want to tell you that when I give a recital myself, I'm double bass, you remember, I often play your recordings just before I go on to remind myself of some high goal or something.
That's terribly nice to
hear. Oh, it's you have given me so much inspiration for so many years, and I'd like you to know that.
No, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for this whole program.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.